interim director employee benefits requesting an amendment to section 201.24 sub 8.2 of the Milwaukee County Code of General Ordinances that pertains to membership on the pension board. This item was also referred to the Committee on Finance and Audit and the Pension Study Commission. Finance and Audit approved an amendment by a vote of 6-0 and then laid the item over to the March meeting cycle by a vote of 5-1. The Pension Study Commission concurred and did the same thing. They voted on the amendment, which was 4-0, and then they voted to lay it over to the March meeting cycle, 4-0. I have the amendment, which I will distribute.
Should we vote on the amendment?
We have an explanation of what the... what that was, why, what?
The what, the amendment?
The why and the what, yeah.
Well,
of their action.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.
I'm going to, Mr. Chairman, is that all right?
Definitely.
Thank you. I know maybe a couple of people haven't seen the amendment. We voted 6-0 on this yesterday in finance, by the way. Did you vote on the amendment today?
Yes, you approved the amendment and concurred with same action that finance took to lay it over 1 month so they could sort through some of the changes and concerns that were brought up by the changes.
Well, thank you. And I think we would probably need to concur with both finance and the pension study committee to lay this over, and maybe with a short explanation that Mr. Grady has the background in the conversations from yesterday. Thank you.
Supervisor Rice.
Supervisor Schmidt or Supervisor Sampson, can you comment on the amendment?
I think it's self-explanatory. Are you looking at the amendment right now?
I've read it. What's the motivation? Okay. What's the intent?
It was Supervisor Thomas who did bring the amendment, or did you bring it to Supervisor Thomas's attention, Attorney Grady? Maybe you could explain that, please.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, the proposal in front of you does a number of things, but it does touch on the qualifications of members. It talked about a conflict of interest with respect to retirement system employees being on the board. And when we had that discussion with Supervisor Thomas at agenda setting for finance, this amendment concept was raised by another staff member, and he thought that was an appropriate subject and asked that I draft an amendment to say that. The amendment's consistent with the idea of maintaining appropriate qualifications for the pension board because of, well, I think it's pretty straightforward in the words. I want to jump ahead just briefly to maybe save you some time. Because of the Pension Study Commission's action, no matter what action the Personnel Committee takes, the County Board cannot act on this proposal because it will not have the Pension Study Commission report on it. So Mr. Hanchick and I are happy to go through the details and talk about it, but it will, by definition, not be something the County Board can act on this cycle. And in respect to a question earlier, Supervisor Mayo had a number of questions about the proposal, wanted to talk to myself and others, I think, about it. And he was the move-in for the layover.
Okay. So, some great words for you.
Yeah, I have another question on the text. The membership change at lines 55 through 58 would prevent a full over member from serving after the term is completed, as I understand it. I understand that there's been, you know, quorum issues and perhaps delays in appointments of members to the pension board that have contributed to the quorum issues. And so my question is why we would have this provision added in. It would seem to create potential problems down the line if there is a small gap in the time between the completion of a term and the appointment of a successor. It would seem to me that the continuity of action and maintenance of quorum would mitigate in favor of allowing that member to continue to serve.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, a couple comments. One is, when the county board adopted the term limits 10 years ago or so, these questions were unanswered in terms of partial terms and holdover. We had to develop answers to fill in the gap. And so it's been my legal advice to the pension board to not count partial terms towards the two-term limit, and that is codified here. My advice had been to allow holdovers for the precise reason Supervisor Rice raises. However, as I think about it and I think about codification, a holdover concept is inconsistent with the term limit concept on its face, because if you want people to serve 2-3-year terms, then that's all you want them to serve. I mean, that's the point. And we have, in fact, had holdovers that were extended. We have one now that is very extended, beyond a year. And so you begin to get situations that are on their face inconsistent with the term limit idea. So that's why I drafted it to end the holdovers. Ending the holdovers does incentivize the county board chairman and the county executive to make their appointments promptly to some extent as well. Obviously, it's a policy decision. If you want to allow the holdovers, there's no legal reason you couldn't do it. That's why it was done that way. And because Supervisor Rice raised the quorum issue, I just real briefly would like to comment on the voting procedure change at the very end of this. First of all, I would say to you that all these provisions stand on their own. So you could, should you decide, there's been a lot of concern about the change in the voting from other supervisors, and you can certainly divide that question out, not pass that, and pass the other ones. I would suggest to you that that's probably the least important change here, from my personal opinion, of the changes. The other ones maintain the integrity of the pension board in terms of qualifications, term limits, and the policies you've already set forth. This one's a little bit different than that, and I think it's a reasonable proposal. It was my idea, but I also understand the reasoning behind people who feel differently, and so I personally, you know, if you want to carve that one out at this meeting or next meeting, you know, feel free to do that. I can talk to you about why I put it in there, but it's a middle ground. I've explained this in the past. It's a middle ground between standard Robert's Rules of Order and the provision that have been in the ordinance for the pension board. Most governmental bodies are governed by a majority of those present is enough to take action. The pension board hasn't been governed that way. When it had 7 members, it required 4 votes, no matter how many showed up. When it has 9 members, it currently requires 5 votes, no matter how many show up. And so being a volunteer board, we have people, 5 of the members are volunteers. They have other conflicts, they have other issues, and they miss meetings from time to time for legitimate reasons. And so we don't always have 9 members or 8 members present. And so this would allow you to have a majority take action, but no less than 4. So if we just went to Robert's Rules and we had a majority present, or we had a quorum of 5, 3 could take action. And my personal thought was that's too low. 3 out of 9 is too low. But if you have 6 members present, do you need to have 5 members vote in favor of something? If you have only 5 members present, which has happened from time to time recently, it's not common, but it's happened, do we need to require a unanimous vote? And the proposal is to try and alleviate the fact that we do have from time to time absences for a variety of reasons. On the other hand, 5 votes does ensure that a lot of people are there, ensures that a lot of people are behind whatever the action item is, and so there's a policy reason to have 5 votes. So that's the justification behind it.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. Again, I would go back to my original motion here. I can see your point on the question, but there's still some questions and apples to apples kind of thing, and we had a retiree come on today. Maybe we get more people to come. I mean, you can argue about having 4 or 5 votes. Is that really what we need when we have a 9-member panel? It should be more people. But I think that's the discussion we need to have. I think this is a whole, even though there are several components to it. So I will go back to my motion, please, to bring this back next month, as both the other two bodies have done, so we can have further discussion on it. And I believe since the other two bodies voted on the amendment, I would ask that we vote on the amendment and then the layover. That would be my motion, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Move approval of the amendment.
Yes, I do.
Okay, Supervisor.
Yeah, for the motion, what are we seeking in the interim?
I guess we're seeking the there was previous conversations in finance, for example, that particularly from one supervisor that questions he wanted more time, I guess, out of respect to have more input. And just like we did in the previous motion, I suppose we can you know, get our questions or get our feelings to Corporation Counsel so you don't have to revisit this whole thing. But obviously some questions are unanswered. There's room for interpretation here. I think unless you feel you've studied it completely, can make decisions. I think two previous boards have asked this to be laid over, so I think it'd be consistent for us to do that, and I guess that's my rationale. And to get any other questions you might want to answer, and maybe we could talk together more about it in the interim too. So I guess that's the point. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a question about a small portion, a section of the language in this amendment. On the second page, I'm sorry, I have no line numbers. So the second page, item C, apparently the new language is employees who work for the employees' retirement system.
That's not part of the amendment.
That's not part of the amendment.
I'm sorry.
That's part of the original resolution.
Yeah. It's the original.
Oh, okay.
The amendment is the bold face.
Got it. Got it. Okay. I
sorry.
Thank you. Thank you for that clarification. I have no questions, sir.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any other question? We have a motion to approve the amendment by Supervisor Schmidt. No questions or comments there. We'll have a vote on the amendment.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Cesars.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The amendment is approved.
We also have a motion by Supervisor Schmidt to concur with Finance and Audit and Pension Study to lay this over for the March cycle. Any questions or comments on that? Hearing none, please call the vote.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Cesars.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes. 0 noes. The motion to concur with Finance and Audit and the Pension Study Commission and lay this item over to the March meeting cycle is approved.
Thank you very much. Number 12, please.